Riverside wrestling coach Casey Conover is with us to tell us about the Bulldogs and the first portion of the season for them. What were some things that you liked that you saw in the pre-holiday break schedule, Coach?
How our kids battered. Our kids battered really tough, fought really hard. You know, it showed right before break at conference, being second at conference, with we had quite a few kids sick. We had four starters out, and we still find a way to batter to get second place. So I like the fight we have right now.
Yeah, that definitely caught the eye, the Western Iowa Conference Tournament. Maybe it's been a while since you finished up that high, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time we finished second. I think this is the first time since 2014. So we've been third a few times, but not top two.
What were some of the specific performances that helped lead you to that second place as a team?
I got to take my two conference champs. You had DJ Brahman. DJ rushed really well, rushed tough. Very, very dominant at 106. Wyatt Bell, a freshman, decided to come back out for wrestling. He had a very good junior high record and career, and decided to wrestle a couple weeks ago, and he looked very dominant at the 220 weight class. You know, having a freshman that dominant is kind of impressive at that weight. Kellen Oliver, you know, finishing really well. I thought he battered Bristol really tough. AC Rohrer being second was big for us. At 170, you know, weight class is probably really heavy for him. Jackson Gordon wrestled really well to a second place finish. And then you had Brandon Comstock that got second place. But, you know, in terms of is the other placing, like Team Breeze getting fourth, Arthur Fisher finishing sixth, Logan Rose finishing fifth, Jonathan Gonzalez, who wrestled 60, he's never wrestled in his life, ended up being in fifth place finish. Was really, really big. Having him at two pins was extremely, extremely huge for us. And then Jack Brandon finishing, you know, in top four was huge.
Do you feel like this young group is just scratching the surface of what they could do?
Yeah, they are. They're just scratching the surface, you know. We get more technique, you know, more stuff. You know, I was talking to our freshmen afterwards, Logan and Jack. They battered and they fought really hard at conference. And I said, "Now we could ever develop some shots and some bottom, you're going to be really, really tough." And that's the key over break is start working and focusing more on technique with the young kids.
So you got to whip them back into shape real quick after the holiday meal, or what's the kind of the format of practice here as you get ready for resuming action in January?
We'll break them in right away. We just finished practice now, and we went an hour live wrestling. Gotta get the holiday meals off from now, and we told the kids, 6 weeks. 6 weeks of hard focus. You know, we can't be taking breaks right now. So we upped our intensity more on day one.
And when do you get back out on the mat for some competition?
We go to the North Kansas City tournament Friday, Saturday, January 6th and 7th. So we got a little bit of time, about 2 weeks practice, which is going to be really key in getting the kids back in shape and development.
What do you like about going to that tournament?
See different teams. I mean, we're wrestling big schools. Some well-named schools down there. You know, there's Overland Park, who, you know, has usually a few national rank kids. And just seeing different type of competition. There will be kind of a little bit of change for us because Missouri has different weight classes than we do. So we have to make their weight classes. So kids will have to cut a little bit of weight to get to the Missouri weight class. But I think that's something, a good challenge for us and something new and exciting for the kids to do.
Anything else to add, Coach, about the way things are going for your team so far this year?
now, just hope everybody had a good Christmas, and we're excited to get going.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.